Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for the noon hour on this October 13th. I'm Aaron Hendel. USC is still reeling today following the dismissal of head football coach Steve Sarkisian. Athletic director Pat Hayden spoke at a news conference about an hour ago. Hayden said that Sarkisian deserved a second chance after the coach's drunken, expletive-filled incident at the school's Salute to Troy event in August. Hayden said he also believed Sarkisian could continue to coach while battling his personal problems after the two had an extensive discussion regarding future expectations.
He deserved another chance, and that's what I gave him. After the Salute to Troy event, as I told you then, I had a private, detailed, and serious conversation with Steve and laid out our expectations for his behavior. He has violated those agreed upon expectations and the conduct expected of all of our USC coaches.
Offensive coordinator Clay Helton also spoke at the conference. He will be taking over as coach on an interim basis. It's another hot day in Los Angeles. Temperatures today could reach the low 90s, but the heat this weekend broke records and put residents at risk throughout SoCal. Rachel Kors brings us more.
Temperatures in Los Angeles hit triple digits all 3 days this weekend, the first heat wave this intense in 25 years. The brutal temperatures resulted in heat-related illness across the county. Many in the hard-hit coastal areas don't have air conditioning and had no way to escape the heat. National Weather Service meteorologist Robbie Monroe said the relentless heat during the day that didn't cool off at night made this wave particularly dangerous.
You know, anytime you have a prolonged heat wave, you have a higher risk for heat-related illnesses. Not only a single day's heat an issue, but if you have it over a longer period of time, people become more susceptible to those type of things.
The Los Angeles County Department of Public Health issued heat alerts through Monday and warned that children, the elderly, and pets are especially at risk. The Public Health Department set up cooling stations across the county to give residents without air conditioning a place to escape the heat. Temperatures may have started a cooling trend today, but Monroe said the increased humidity could keep the weather feeling hot during the next few days. Rachel Kors, Annenberg Radio News.
Hundreds of thousands of acres of land in Southern California could someday become federally protected. That's if Senator Dianne Feinstein gets her way. Rania Iniftos has more.
Senator Dianne Feinstein has been trying since 2009 to designate the Mojave Trails, Santa Snow, and Castle Mountains as new national monuments. All her attempts, however, have been unsuccessful. She will be holding a public meeting today in Palm Springs. She is now calling on President Obama to use the Antiquities Act to achieve her goal. President Obama has used his executive power to expand 19 national monuments since taking office in 2008. Senator Feinstein hopes he will increase protection and expand the Death Valley, Joshua Tree, and Mojave National Parks. This is not the first time Senator Feinstein has showed interest in national monuments. Her first legislation as senator in 1994 was the California Desert Protection Act, which also expanded three national parks. Rania Niftos, Annenberg Radio News.
More than a dozen Republican presidential hopefuls have already faced off in two debates. Tonight, for the first time, we'll hear from Democrats hoping to make it onto the 2016 ballot. Garrett Schwartz spoke to USC students to see what they hope to hear in tonight's debate.
Democratic candidates will finally square off tonight in the first Democratic presidential debate. The most popular candidates are Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, who many USC students are interested to see face off head-to-head.
I'm hoping to see Bernie Sanders not dealing with nonsense questions about hair or the like and insisting on substance.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what Hillary has to say. I mean, I think she's a pretty clear front runner, so I'm excited to see how she responds to sort of her critiques and the whole email scandal and all sorts of stuff like that.
First woman president, I want to see her finally get through to the past the primaries, and I want to see her make it to president, so I want to see her kill Bernie Sanders.
Other candidates include Martin O'Malley, Jim Webb, and Lincoln Chafee. The debate will take place at the Wynn Casino in Las Vegas and will be aired live at 5:30 on CNN. We'll have a live report from the scene at 4 p.m. Garrett Schwartz, Annenberg Radio News.
That's it for this hour. Check back at 4 for an update. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Aaron Hendel.
Thank you.